Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're dealing with the subject called healing. This is God's will for all mankind. We're doing part five of a seven-part series. And the first topic today we're dealing with is the way not to get healed. Turning to Luke chapter 10, verse 16, it reads, "He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him, the one who sent me." Please remember, this is Jesus speaking. What Jesus is saying is, if I have been sent to you by the Father and you reject me, then you reject the Father who sent me. But if you receive me, you receive the one who sent me, you receive the Father. And this is a way to get healed or not to get healed. If you reject the person who has the healing ministry sent by God to heal you, if you reject them, you reject the one who sent you and you won't be get healed. If you receive the person God has sent to you and that person prays for you, then you can receive your healing. So it's very important that the one who's sent to you by God in the healing ministry, you receive. If you reject them, you reject the healing from that person that God wants to work through. Topic number six, what happened to the church after Jesus left? We see in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. It's very important in the scripture to see how it says here how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Therefore, it's important for a born-again believer to be baptized in and with the Holy Spirit and to receive the power. It's also important to see here it says that Jesus went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil. So oppression can be healed, what we see here in the scripture. The anointing of God comes on the believer when they're baptized with the Holy Spirit. The anointing of God is the power of God, is God on flesh, doing only those things that God can do. What happened now when Jesus left the earth? If we go to Mark chapter 16, we go from verse 15, we go down to verse 20, and it reads, "And he said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who believes not shall be condemned. And these signs shall follow them who believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall by no means hurt them. They will lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover." Reading now from verse 19. "So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through and accompanying signs. Amen." We see in this scripture, particularly verse 19 and 20, that Jesus went up into heaven. But before he was received into heaven, he gave them instructions to go into the world, to preach the gospel, and to get people saved, born again, and to lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Jesus, through his death on the cross, resurrection on the cross, received power from the Father in his name. And that power was transferred to a believer. The believer is meant to do exactly what Jesus did. Jesus is the example of what the born-again believer can do today and God wants them to do today, to go into the world, lay hands upon the sick and see them recover or to be healed. Let's go to the next topic, topic number seven, learn to pray for the church. We turn now to Acts chapter 4, verses 29 to 30, and it reads, "Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, he is the one who anoints us to do the work. It's not in our power, it's the anointing from the Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit of God that is here now. He's the one who's going to heal the bodies. Our faith will open up the door so we can be healed or so someone can be healed. When sickness leaves, this is a healing. When parts are recreated or created on a person, this is a miracle. Reading from Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 and 5 from the New King James Version, it reads, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." When we go to the New Testament, we go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Reading from verse 24, "Who himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed." These promises of God belong to the believer, the born-again believer. In reality, all sickness and disease was healed on the cross when Jesus died and was resurrected again. Jesus broke the power of sickness and disease and gave that authority back to the believer to lay hands upon the sick and to do that in the church. We are meant to pray for anyone at any time who needs healing. It doesn't matter whether they are born again or not. It matters to whether you are born again and walk in the power and the authority of God's word. Lay hands upon the sick and command healing into the body of that person. Once again, I want to thank you for being with me today. We're going into part 6 next, and that will be the prayer of faith, topic 8. Thank you and God bless.